If you want to grow your business really big, if you want to be huge, you've got to sell to the C-suite. You've got to sell to the CEO, you've got to sell to the CFO or the chief operating officer. I'm going to share with you why that's critical to your success on this episode of The Inside BS Show. When it comes to selling to the C-suite, step number one is making sure you're selling to the person who's the final authority. The reason that selling to the C-suite, the CEO, the CFO, the COO is so important is because they're the final decision-making authority. If you want to absolutely crush it, you're gonna go to the person who has the ultimate responsibility for the budget. You're gonna go to the person who can make a decision, who can say yes right on the spot. Selling to the CEO is critical because they're the final authority. The second reason why you must sell to the C-suite, why you must sell to the CEO, is because if you sell to the CEO, you will have compliance from everyone else in the organization. If you sell to the CEO, or you sell to the chief operating officer, or even if you sell to the chief marketing officer, everyone who works for them will do what you say because they want to be in the good graces of the boss. They don't want to piss off the boss. They don't want to make the boss angry. You get guaranteed compliance when you sell to the C-suite. The third reason to sell to the CEO, the CFO, the COO is because when you sell to a senior executive in a company, when you sell to the C-level and you do a great job, you're gonna have a long-term relationship. If you deliver value to the CEO, it's gonna be a long-term relationship. Let me tell you a story about how this worked for me. Years ago, I was working with a large women's wear retail company based in New York City, and I got into the organization by coming through HR. Now, if you know anything about business development, you know that HR is where good ideas usually go to die. The HR group is usually not the most forward-thinking group. It's usually a pain in the neck to work with them. It's never a good idea to start off in HR. That just happens to be where I was with this organization. Well, I made someone in HR look really, really good, and she had exposure to the CEO. When I presented to the CEO, I started my presentation by asking him what his biggest concerns were, what some of the biggest challenges he was facing were. That enabled me to tailor my pitch on the fly, on the spot, to him and his problems. And he said to me, "Dave, listen, I really like this solution and I think we're gonna have you implement it, but you mentioned two or three other things. I'd like to hear more about them. Can we talk a little bit about how you can help me solve those problems as well?" I was in there for one reason. But when I asked the CEO a couple of questions, he surfaced a couple of other problems. I knew I could solve those, so I incorporated that into my presentation. What resulted was a 10-year, $25 million relationship that's probably still going on. It was 10 years for my group. As long as I work there, they're still working with this company beyond my relationship. Since I left the company, they're still working with them. That's how powerful working with the CEO can be. So long-term relationships are the third reason why you must sell to the C-suite. The fourth reason why you must sell to people in the C-level of an organization is because you will have an outstanding reference. These days, most of my business comes to me through referral. And I started working 7 years ago with a large law firm that was a member of a multinational organization. That law firm was kind enough to ask me to speak on their behalf at this multinational organization's meeting. I did, and then the law firm leader, the CEO of the law firm, introduced me to three other firms. I now am working with all four firms, and the C-level executives continue to pass me around. They continue to introduce me to other people. The credibility that these C-level relationships have is amazing. And once you get an endorsement from one, you get an endorsement from all of them. The fifth factor for selling to the C-suite, the fifth reason why you must sell to the C-suite, is because you can get the attention of anyone in the organization if you have a great relationship with the CEO or the chief operating officer, or even the chief marketing officer. And here's the reason why. People know that if you can pick up the phone and call a person who's in charge of the company or in charge of the division, that you're someone who's influential. And they will do everything they can to make sure you're happy. They will do everything they can to give you their undivided attention. If you want to implement your solutions in a way that has a profound impact on the business, having a relationship with the C-level executives in the company is essential. All right, if you want to attract more business from C-level executives, I've got a system for you. I call it my revenue roadmap, and I want to give it to you for free. That's right, absolutely free. Here's what you need to do. Go to this website, revenueroadmapguide.com. revenueroadmapguide.com. Enter your contact info in that website. You'll be able to instantly download my revenue roadmap guide. It's my direct marketing plan to help you sell to C-level executives. I want you to have this plan because it makes selling to the C-level easy. Go there now, revenueroadmapguide.com. Enter your contact info and you will be selling to the C-suite in no time. If you want more great videos just like this on selling to the C-suite, there's one filling in below me right now. Click on that video, watch that video, and make sure you get your revenue roadmap guide. I'll see you there.